Visiting today with USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey. How's it going today?
It is great, Casey. Great to be with you. Be great to be get together in Kansas City, but we can be get together virtually.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about at least we get to do this, right? I mean, this whole year has just been kind of crazy, so I'm just happy for whatever we actually get to work at this point.
Absolutely.
Well, conservation's been a hot topic this year. What have been some of your biggest wins that you've had?
Well, I think for a lot of folks, surviving 2020 is awful important, and certainly for our NRCS folks, being able to manage while out of the office and working with producers with all the challenges they have with managing in the year of COVID, we got a lot of conservation on the ground. In fact, we're at or ahead of where we've been every year, every of the last few years. So very proud of the work that's gotten done. We've gotten some rules out too from the 2018 Farm Bill. We have a couple still that are coming out, but we've been able to continue to implement programs and CRCPPs on the ground and equip projects and CSP projects. And so I've been very happy with that. I would say one other piece that I've been able to work with is across some of the other federal agencies here in Washington, D.C. as well. So with friends at EPA and Interior and Corps of Engineers, and so we have a group called the Subcabinet, Water Subcabinet, that get together and share issues and how we can coordinate and make sure that we're working with the folks in the states and on the farms the way we need to. And we actually got that formalized a month or two ago into a formal organization, the Water Subcabinet, and making sure that we continue and our departments all continue to work together like they should for the good of conservation in the country.
Well, you guys have really had to fly by the seat of your pants, especially with so many things that have come out so quickly that you've had to make available to producers super quickly. How has that changed your way of doing business?
You know, a lot of times I mentioned we're still getting a few of the Farm Bill programs out from 2018 and not particularly slow compared to normal. Well, for coronavirus food assistance programs, we needed to get those out faster. We're getting closer to the deadline of our second program for sign up. So December 11th is the final date for sign up for coronavirus food assistance program 2. Nearly every ag producer out there qualify for it. To be able to establish a 1 and a 2, we had to figure out who to pay and how much and how to be able to get those structured. We had to put rules together, get them to Office of Management and Budget and interagency clearance, write software, get our folks trained, get the word out to producers. And producers have really responded well in coming in, and we moved about $10 billion out to producers for support during coronavirus food assistance program 1, and then CFAP 2. We're a little over $10 billion now as well, probably on our way to close to $14 billion by the time we're done with CFAP 2.
Well, and you touched on this a little bit, but I'm guessing like going through this process and having to work with a lot of other agencies has kind of made it really where you guys can work together to try to get out that information to farmers and ranchers a little bit easier, because you're having to have these conversations basically ongoing the whole time.
We really have. And we stood up quite a few of these programs for a while there. We were out of our apartments or homes or farms across the country too. But working with our other agencies, you can pop from a conversation with somebody, it feels like in person, you're online, but it feels like you're in person in one side of the country, and pop right to somebody else in other side of the country. And you can do it very quickly online without having to go through an airport and all the other challenges in travel. So in some ways, we've learned some efficiencies. I think it has also challenged us to say, we're not able to get farmers into the service center for FSA or NRCS, and sometimes not into crop insurance agencies' offices. How do we deliver these programs, more of them online in a very easy way so folks can understand them. They don't have an hour and a half to stand at the counter, listen to somebody explain how to participate. We need to make this easy as well as quickly delivered for the sake of our producers.
Well, I know the Trump administration's been working with several organizations on rural broadband. It's been a really important topic this year. Talk about why that's so important and then kind of give us an update. How's it going so far?
Well, I think a lot of a focus and certainly a big passion of the president and of Secretary Perdue. The Reconnect program is run out of rural development, a different missionary here, but I've had a chance as well to be able to get out to some of those program announcements. Large amount of dollars out the door. I think also probably just as important for the long term, other than the importance of broadband for those specific projects, is keeping it on the front page. The need for broadband, I think everybody appreciates more through a COVID year as we tried to do more by distance, but we want to make sure that folks are reminded it's not solved yet. We have a lot of work to do. We need some more dollars. There needs to be some more authorities out there. The Hill needs to help with that. So some of that has to come through Congress. Certainly the Federal Communication Commission is looking at being able to help to a greater degree. I would argue, and maybe I'm biased there, but I think the attention that the department's been able to place on it, the engagement by so many partners around the country and stepping up with their own dollars has continued to keep that kind of on the front page. And so that is a very bipartisan issue, a lot of support. And I think going forward, there'll be increased investment in rural broadband as there very much needs to be.
Well, I'm always surprised that the people who aren't close to agriculture, they'll say, why do the farmers need good internet? Why do they need to have, you know, service out there? But especially as so many people are homeschooling and you've got all these kids on the farms and then the technology for tractors and equipment, that's why they need good broadband.
Absolutely, Casey. Couldn't have said it better myself. You look at the technology that continues to develop and it's a lot of folks have equated it to electricity back 70, 80, 90 years ago. And if it's just to turn on lights, that was use enough. And certainly we understand kind of the early engagement, but we know as we have it available, we're going to find more and other uses for it, whether it's monitoring a robotic milker, whether it's sensors on our planters or our tillage equipment, or measuring or making sure that we have sensors on stored grain or other stored commodities on the farm. These are all things that require an effort to communicate to someplace else to be able to create value out of that information. And our farms are already high-tech operations, but they're going to be even more high-tech. And the ability to make sure that we don't lose some of that crop we've worked so hard to be able to produce, or we make sure that we get the most and keep our cows the healthiest they can be, we're going to need access to that technology to be able to monitor and deliver that technology through broadband and Wi-Fi capacity out there on the farm as well.
Absolutely. Well, looking forward, what are some of the big priorities coming up for 2021?
So we will start off 2021 with a CRP sign up. January 4th starts a CRP sign up. That'll be open about 6 weeks. So I know we have some folks that have been thinking about that. That usually happens in wintertime here. And so we'll announce some rental rates pretty soon so the folks can prepare for that. ARC PLC sign up continues through March 15th. Obviously, crop insurance sign up is then. I do think that hopefully we're past some of the need for ad hoc programs as we go forward, because you look at prices, and I've talked to producers that have told me that they're able to run a cash flow in their operation right now, or a profit and loss statement as well, that they're able to show their banker they can make money in 2021 if the crops will be normal and the prices don't vary a lot from where they're at without ad hoc government payments, and that's a great place to be. You know, we also need to protect those markets, and folks are doing that in risk management tools. One of those risk management tools for 2021 is a dairy margin coverage program, and that sign up ends December 11th as well. So make sure and get into the office if you want to be covered for dairy margin coverage in 2021, and I'd highly recommend it to the dairy producers that are listening.
Absolutely. Well, Undersecretary, thank you so much for your time. We always enjoy speaking with you.
Very good. Thank you, Casey. Thanks for reaching out and sharing with folks.